Sweat trickled down the side of her face. With a huff, Josephine Joe Rayburn wiped the annoying stuff from her skin again. Alabama in July was hell, even in the icy cold air-conditioned squad room where the group was being briefed. Though the air conditioner chugged away, Joe could still feel the heavy weight of humidity as it pressed against the building. With full protective gear thrown in, the temperature became 100 times worse. "These are our targets. We need all of them in the sweep. Preferably alive and talking," the lieutenant in charge of this vice bus stated, pointing to a picture on the overhead screen. "Since we're short-staffed with the holiday, we've got officers from multiple departments coming in on this. Make damn sure you lot communicate. None of this cowboy crap. You hear me?" Why the LT was eyeing Joe, she didn't know. She didn't pull the cowboy crap. Much. That was her half-sister Karma Zwart and her partner Webster Shoemaker, a.k.a. Maker, who created those messes. They weren't due to transfer to Joe's department until September. If it weren't the weekend of July 4th, Joe wouldn't even be in on this bust. SWAT and several tactical units from the different divisions should have been dealing with it. But everyone was short-staffed with so many on vacation. So Joe had been called in as this bust could close several of her own cases. Hell, even her own partner, Sullivan, was on vacation with his daughter and new girlfriend in Florida. As it was his first vacation with another woman since his wife died, Joe tried not to begrudge the man. Except it was fucking hot. To top that off, Joe would be baking in the heat with a bulletproof vest and rookies backing her ass up while her partner lounged by a pool drinking something fruity. The image of her partner's 9-year-old daughter, Arabelle, forcing her dad to pick the brightest, eye-popping drink on the menu wiped the dour expression from Joe's face and replaced it with a smile. Her attention returned to the meeting when one of the rookies jostled the table she'd propped her hip on. "Remember, we need these guys alive, especially if they have the new drug we've begun to see the last few months." The new drug was racking up a pile of bodies. 15 listed on homicides books as of last week, and nobody knew a damned thing. Not how it was getting into the city, nor who was selling it. As she was one of the detectives on the case, it made taking these guys alive a priority for her department. "Rayburn, you're paired with McIntosh and Ramirez." As if it was even a question of who was going to watch her back. Her gaze swept the group, landing on the pair slouched against the wall. Abraham Abe Ramirez, a heavily muscled blonde cop, and his temporary partner, Saul McIntosh, a man who only answered to his last name. Joe tipped her chin at them in acknowledgement while she tried not to fidget as she waited for the last-minute meeting to wrap up. Dismissed, she and her partners headed for the back lot where their assigned, unmarked police cars were parked alongside office workers' cars to help blend. Loading up, the three of them were silent, working to get into the headspace that they would need to stay alert and focused for hours at a time. 20 minutes later, they turned down the street to one of the largest junkyards in Birmingham, where their informant had stated the deal would take place. By the time she was in position in the yard's far northeast corner, Joe's shirt was stuck to her like her own skin. Swiping her sweaty palm over her jeans, her hand flipped open the restraint on her holster. Joe prayed the bust happened before noon, or every one of them was going to melt out here like snowmen on a sunny day. Her fingers reached for her badge, shifted her shield, so it was visible on the silver chain around her neck. Better to be safe, even though police was stamped in huge white letters across the front and back of her bulletproof vest, A glance at her watch showed it was 10 till 8. An hour tops, and she'd be out of her